Wake up. It's the Morning Motivation with Brittany Daniel.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I hope you all are doing well. Happy Monday. Grand rising, rich rising. Good afternoon and good night to all of my international watchers. I hope you guys are doing well. Hello, hello, hello there on the podcast. I am your host, Brittany Daniel. Welcome to the Morning Motivation, the segment of the Brittany Daniel podcast that you can stream on Spotify, Apple Music, and Google Podcasts. I hope that you guys are doing well. It is a brand new week. Is it the last week of June? Yes, it is. It's the last week of June. Time is flying. I got my hot tea over here. Let me move it a little closer. I actually spilt it a little bit. Move it over here. I hope you guys are doing well. So there's a lot that went down this weekend, which we won't get into it because if you follow me on Instagram at Brittany the Host, then you already know how I feel about certain things. And we won't damper the mood with the politics of the Americas because it's constantly a thing, right? But what we will talk about today and what is very important, what I got from my pastor, Mr. Torrey Roberts, yesterday was God is waiting on you to make a move. With things changing in the world, with so many different elements going on outside of our control and in our control, that God is truly possibly waiting on you to make a move. You know, you may be in a stagnant situation. You may be a little fearful. You may be a little scared. You may be moving, but you're like, I don't know if this is what I'm supposed to be doing, or you have no clue how to move your feet. You're like in isolation. You're stagnant, excuse me. You're not moving at all. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. Before we jump into it, we are going to do a quick prayer, do the morning shout outs. So go ahead and load the shout outs out and we'll go and get started. But before we do that, do not forget to give this video a thumbs up, you guys, as you guys come in. Each and every morning, it would do my heart so much. If you guys just give the video a thumbs up, it helps YouTube know that you guys like these videos and all of that. So thank you. And don't forget to subscribe. Please subscribe and push your notification bells on because I not only upload live streams for the podcast, but I also do vlogs. I dropped a vlog last week if you guys haven't seen it. So you get a little behind the scenes of me, what I do outside of YouTube. With hosting, and you guys get to meet my honey finally, and all of that. So if you're interested in vlogs and behind the scenes of the other aspects of the Brittany Daniel brand, I guess you can say, then go check those videos out. So have your post notification bells on. So let's dive right into the prayer, and we are going to then do the shout outs. But I will say, if you do not subscribe to the I will be changing my verbiage. Because I had a enlightening moment over the weekend. So if you are not a follower of Christ, because I'm starting to believe there's two differences between Christianity and a follower of Christ. If you're not a follower of Christ, it is totally okay. I hope that it's okay that I pray for you anyway. Every religion, every background, every spirituality is welcome. I'm more spiritual to say, but I am a follower of Christ. I will say that. So I hope that it's okay that I pray for you anyway. But dear Heavenly Father, thank you for waking us up today. Thank you for allowing us to have another chance to follow in the steps that you have called us to follow in your truest, highest purpose for ourselves. Awaken any dormant, stagnant, or just fearful energy and remove it now in Jesus' name. I pray that everybody continues on their path, continues to grow, continues to heal, continues to become better and more equipped with what you have them here for. Please help us do all things that are pleasing in your sight. In your darling son, Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Amen. Now, I won't get into why I differentiate Christianity to a follower of Christ, but let's just say there is a difference, in my opinion, especially being an American. And that's all I'm going to say about that, because there's things that people do in the name of Christianity, and they have been for a very long time, that don't sit right with me. But I am a follower of treating all people as equal, loving your neighbor as you love yourself, and just being an all around good person. But as we can see, everybody don't think that way. So that's what I'm going to leave at there. But good morning. Good morning, the real Miss Brown. How are you, Mrs. Brown? Good morning, She Amber. Good morning, Edwan. I'm on the way to the hospital this morning. I'm on my way back, leaving Thursday and heading to Cleveland, Ohio for the 4th of July. Well, safe travels, Edwan. I hope that you're doing well. I hope that everything goes okay in the hospital. And everybody send Edwan some prayers. Good morning, Brandy. Good morning, Dia Dia. Rich Rising, Ashley. Good afternoon, Nana. Good morning, Felicia. Ashley, glad you're okay. Perfect. Yes, everybody's wishing Edwan safe travels. Good morning, Aubrey. Good morning, Madam Noir Norms. Rich Rising, Kiki. Good morning, Destiny. Good morning, Brittany. Good morning, Such a Lady. Good morning, Cooking with Raw Grand Rising Angel. Good morning, Melon and Honey. And good morning. Thank you, Miss May. How are you today? I hope you guys are doing great. I hope you guys had a blessed weekend. My weekend was pretty chill. I actually got to host another event. Jayla Corian and Keisha K. Lee had an event, a creator's event, and I was able to host that. So my weekend was pretty eventful. And then I cleaned up yesterday. I like to start the week fresh as much as possible. I'm not perfect, but that's what I did. So jumping into today's topic, God is waiting on you to move. Now, I am a follower of Pastor Tori Roberts, One Church LA, and I shared their sermon yesterday. So if you guys got to watch that, that'll be great. And I'm going to kind of piggyback off of that message yesterday because I thought it was so powerful. I feel like there has been, and let me know if you guys feel the same way. There, like the last 2 weeks, like last week and the week before and even possible the week before, there was a lot of energy in the air. And I know a lot of people were feeling kind of under either a spiritual attack, a physical attack, emotionally, mentally. There was like a real, it felt like a dark cloud a little bit over a lot of people, at least the people that I've spoken to, myself. I went through it. Some of my friends, especially my spiritual folks, like people that really truly tried to walk in God's purpose, really were going through it a few weeks ago. And I kind of summed it up from just talking to people. And again, I'm not a prophet, I'm not a preacher. We just on the morning motivation. So take this with a grain of salt. But I felt that like God's children, like the people, and when I say God's children, it has nothing to do with your religion. It has nothing to do with you believing in Jesus, Muhammad. The people who have been called to do great things on this earth, big and small, if you are a person who puts your own ish to the side as a human being, your desire sometimes, your mindset sometimes, and you're trying to really do what God has called you to do, that's who I'm talking about. I'm talking about people who really are truly, and not saying that you're perfect, not saying that you don't have a good time, not saying that you're holier than thou and you're, you know, we're meditating 24 hours. I'm just talking about y'all, pretty much people in general, my morning motivators, my 555 transformers, anybody who is really trying to do the work to do what you feel God has called you to do and just to do your purpose here on this planet. I really feel like something was going on in the realm we can't see or we don't know. And there, a lot of people were under attack. People were getting sick. People were just being very, very doubtful and fearful, or things weren't working out, or things were coming apart, or they weren't like things were just going like this. It was a lot of like energy, right? And when we're in midst of things like that, I don't know why it happens. I'm not, again, not a prophet, not a spiritual leader like that. I don't know. But I feel like it's important that we don't lose our footing, that we don't lose our momentum, that we don't lose the inspiration and why we're here, the reasons why we're here. Because in the midst of this, I really feel like the enemy or something is trying to hold us back from our purpose. Because I was on the brink of giving up, y'all. Like, I'm not even joking. Like, a lot of things that I go through behind the scenes, a part of me feels like I have to go through stuff so I can be a person that shares those things so people know that they're not alone. Which I think all of our stories and all of our trials and triumphs are for the same reason, right? I don't think I'm any different than you all. But I will say that, you know, it wasn't just me. I felt like there were a lot of people in that same type of energy. And so I really want to encourage anybody in there. When those times happen, when they're a stint where you're moving forward, you're trucking, and then boom, like this energy comes over you, or you get sick, or just something happens, I encourage you just to wait out the storm and keep moving. Cause I feel like it's kind of past now. I feel like the energy has kind of shifted a little bit, and let me know if you guys felt the same thing. We're going through the same thing. I know a few of y'all were, but I don't know if it was a majority. I don't know if it was just one or two, but I know some people were, and I know some of my friends were without us even conversing. It was kind of just stuff I was seeing on the internet and just like, okay, wow, people are really going through it. But in the midst of that, before and after that energy shift, I really believe, and this is something Pastor Ray said, is God is waiting on us to move. There's some people who are really just stuck. Like you have an idea, you want to move, but you're like, I'm just going to sit here and wait on God. I ain't about to, you know, I see the storm coming, or I see the storm and I'm not moving forward with my purpose just yet. Like you're just sitting there waiting on something. And one thing that he was saying that I thought was super impactful, because sometimes we do feel like that, right? Sometimes we're like, you know what? I have an idea. I don't know if it's me. I don't know if it's God. I don't know if this is what I'm supposed to do. I don't know if I'm supposed to move forward. I don't know. So we just don't move at all. And stagnation not only could be a spirit, but it's also a lot of doubt. There's fear behind a lot of stagnation. There's a lot of procrastination around stagnation. And procrastination isn't always laziness. Good morning. It's not always laziness, you know. We like to stamp procrastination as being lazy, or we get down on ourselves for being procrastinating. And sometimes it's just an energy, right? So needless to say, if we're sitting here waiting on God to give us a sign or to move, sometimes the motivation is what Pastor Ari was saying, was sometimes the motivation to want to do something is all that he's going to give you. You know, we've been talking about this for a little while now, is God not giving us the entire, all the instructions. Sometimes it's just this is what you're supposed to do. And you won't get the next instruction until you put your foot in front of the other and you continue on the path. So nothing will happen unless you take action. So good, bad, or indifferent, right? And sometimes we get so stagnant, we get so stuck on trying to do it right, or is this what I'm supposed to do, or is it that we don't even make the move. We don't even try. We don't even push forward and allow the momentum to start. You know, in order to start swimming, you got to get in the pool. Whether you walk into the pool slowly, you dip your toe, and you know, if you're a slow walker like myself, or you just jump in head first, neither one, you're not going to swim until you get in the water. And so if we're sitting on the side of the pool, or we got our feet in the water, but we're still just sitting on the side, or we're not actually in, there's no way we can start swimming, getting closer to our goals or getting closer to our purpose or our mission. And a lot of times also people get stagnant because they've got in the pool before and it didn't work out. They started drowning, or the water was really cold, or they didn't have as much fun as they thought they were going to have, you know? And so it eliminates them from even getting in the water, getting into their goal, starting on this mission or this journey or this little inkling. Because sometimes God will give you like a glimpse, just a glimpse, but he doesn't tell you everything that's going to come to give you just that glimpse. Like I have this vision, and I'm not going to share too much about it, but there's something that I see, right? There's a moment in my life that I see, but I have no idea how old I am. I have no idea when that moment is going to come, but I know that it's coming because of the work that I'm doing. But if I wasn't doing the work, then I would be very fearful that that moment wouldn't come. So some of us will get those visions, those inklings. People have spoken onto your life and told you what you were supposed to do. You have this knowing in your bones and your body, and only you may be the one that sees it or knows it. And you can see it, but you have no idea along the path, like when it's going to come. And sometimes what happens is we'll see the vision, right? Or we'll have an inkling. We'll have a notion. We'll get this, we'll get this, we'll get this vision, right, of what we're supposed to do, what we want to do, what God has probably called us to do, or what you feel you're supposed to do. But then when we start going on the journey, nothing's going on. Like it's not linking to the vision. It's like, okay, wait, I was supposed to start here. And I see myself on this stage. I see myself writing this book. I see myself on TV. I see myself having this family. I see myself being this teacher. I see myself with my law practice. I see myself with my own practice, but I'm in position number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and it doesn't look nothing like I envision it. I'm not getting this. This ain't what I signed up for. This ain't it. God, did you play a trick on me? And we get all of these things in our mind. And so sometimes people don't even, they just pause and they just freeze. But a lot of times you have to just continue to move because he's waiting on you. He's like, no, you're going to get there. The vision is, I gave you the vision for a reason. I gave you the vision so you can start. But there's a lot of trials and tribulations that you have to go through along the way. There's going to be ups, downs, highs, lows. Nobody is exempt from the struggle. Nobody is exempt from the roller coaster and the ups and downs of life. Nobody. I was watching the New Edition movie last night, which is a really awesome film. They did a heck of a job. If you guys haven't seen it and you have like the BET package or you can get it, watch it. It's 3 parts. So good. It reminds you of the Temptations or the Michael Jackson, the Jackson's The American Dream series. It wasn't as long, but it was done really, really, really well. Acting, music, everything was just done really, really well. And just in the midst of watching these boys, right? For those of you who do not know who New Edition are, they're a group of young men out of Boston. And they started a group when they were like 9 years old, like kids. They were really, really young. And now they're still New Edition, but you know, some of them have been solo artists, from Bobby Brown, Rob Transant, freaking Johnny Gill, like just all around superstars, very talented young men. But they had a lot of trials and tribulations along their journey to becoming who they were, even though they started out as a powerhouse group at a very young age. They didn't see their money for a long time. They just went through a lot with Bobby Brown, one of my favorites. I love me some Bobby. Love me some Bobby Brown. Bobby Brown acting crazy. Just a very interesting story. And I love watching docuseries. I always tell you guys, watch documentaries and things like that, because I love seeing the journey. You know, we have in our mind how something is supposed to go, what something is supposed to look like, what we're supposed to do. But when you see other people fall down, get back up, or they go through stuff, it's just like, wow, nobody's exempt from the journey of life, right? Wow, I love them too, right? So what God sometimes places you in you is just inspiration. That's it. Just the inspiration, just a little sprinkle of, hey, this is what I got for you. This is what I need for you to do. This is what I want you to do. And it's up to you to continue on to that path. It's up to you to continue to put one foot in front of the other. It's up to you to continue to see the vision for yourself, to hustle the vision, to make the vision into reality. You know, watching the docuseries or watching the show and just seeing all the hard work that they were putting in, time and time and time and night after night after night. Do y'all know how hard it is to do something for years and not get paid? Like when I was watching that show, and that's why I want people to watch it, especially if you're going through something, especially if you're on a journey and things aren't really getting there. Kind of watch the New Edition movie. Or is it? I don't know if it's there. It's calling it a show, movie, whatever. 3 parts. Watch it. But for you to have a vision for your life, right? And the vision is coming true. You're doing the thing. But for 6 years, you're not getting paid and you're going back to the projects. You got food stamps. You don't have food when you go to school, but you're continuing on your path. To me, that was really, really inspiring. Like, dang, because a lot of us will quit and give up when things ain't working out in 6 months, a year, a few weeks. you know, we have these ideas and the things that we want for ourselves. And then when we work the plan and we work the vision and it's not working out in the time we feel it's supposed to work out. Like some of us think that as soon as we start something, it's supposed to just blow up. Like, this is it, God. We're supposed to just take off. And at times that is people. Sometimes it is people's stories, but a lot of times it isn't. A lot of times it takes a lot of hard work, dedication, time and time and time and day and day and day in your field of genius, in your zone of genius. And make sure it's your zone, because when you're trying to do stuff like everybody else, it ain't going to work out for you, because God has you here specifically for what you're supposed to do. So if you're out there trying everything everybody else is trying, it ain't going to work. But I was at this event this weekend, and I was hearing people just saying how, man, I've been trying and I've been doing this and I've been doing this and I've been doing this, but I ain't going to lie, I haven't been consistent. Y'all, consistency is one of the most annoying words in the dictionary, especially if you're a creator, especially if you're trying to be an influencer, YouTuber, podcaster. Consistency and discipline are the most two annoying words in the human English language, but it's the only way that the things that you want are going to come into fruition. It's the only way that vision that you see for yourself is going to even come about. It is the only way that you're going to get from step 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And a lot of people don't understand why they have to be consistent and disciplined, why they have to continue to stretch and create and keep moving and keep studying and keep going when they don't want to. And it's because, and this is something that hit me this weekend as well, a lot of us want rewards A lot of us want rewards for what we haven't earned yet. You know, I'll bring this to music, because this is the way I could kind of gauge it in my mind. A lot of y'all want Grammys for dropping mixtapes. Some of y'all get that analogy from my older folks. I'll put it like this. Some of y'all want Oscars for making a bootleg YouTube film. Like, a lot of people want a lot of acknowledgement and recognition and praise and a standing ovation for half-ass work. I'm just keeping it a buck. Like, we want to try stuff one or two times, or give half butt work, or, you know, do a little bit, and we expect all these accolades and expect all of this praise and expect your YouTube channel to blow up to 1 million views and all of these things. But you ain't been, you drop a video once a year, once every 4 months. You know, I'm guilty of that. You know, why isn't this working out? Well, girl, you ain't been. I know people who are consistent and have been consistent, and they try to compare themselves, right? They try to compare themselves. So one of the young ladies that was that I did the event for, she dropped a video every single day for years, y'all. When I say years, years. I don't know if she did the weekend, but I remember when she had a video every day. Do you know how hard it is to produce a YouTube video every day, a vlog, a 30-minute vlog, every single day? That's a lot of dedication and hours. And because it just looks easy, people were like, oh, I can do that. Oh, that's not that. It's not easy. And then when they start doing the work, and then when they have the same goals, they like, oh, you know, ooh, this is a lot more complicated than I thought. A lot of stuff looks easy, y'all. Being a doctor, when a doctor comes in your office after the nurse has taken all your vitals and they just talk to you, they write on their iPads and they write on their thing, boom, and they go out the room, that all looks easy. It took them years to get there. It took them years to get a practice. It took them years. Lawyers, you know, lawyers will come show up, tell you a few little things, and boom, you feel like, okay, well, I could have did that, but you couldn't have. You know, there's a lot of things that we want. We go to one acting class and we expect to get a role. You know, you make one podcast, and you expect it to, it don't work like that, especially, and we have to be realistic with our goals, y'all, especially when everything is so oversaturated. You know, we have to be realistic with the time that we're in. You know, everybody wants to be quote unquote famous, but what has fame done for anybody? 100%, we'll just be real, but cause them grief at the end of the day. Yeah, they've gotten money and notoriety, but on the other side of that was a lot of pressure. There was a lot. So everybody wants to be famous, but what do you want to be known for? What are you true? Because fame is fleeting. Popularity is fleeting. But how many lives do you want to change? How many people, what impact do you really want? Because a lot of people, let's just keep it real. Y'all just want money, which is not a bad thing. I don't think wanting money is evil or how dare you want money. No, you should want, you know, you got to pay your bills. We got to work, right? You know. But a lot of times our goals are just attached to money. So if money is what you want, just find a way to get the money. Why do all the other stuff? Unless you feel called and that is something that you're supposed to do or that's your vehicle. And if it's your vehicle, it's going just to take a lot more work. It's not easy. Nothing worth having is easy. But we got to stop wanting these Grammys when we're just dropping mixtapes. We need to stop wanting the Oscars when we just made a YouTube movie. You know, it takes a lot. Have you, anybody ever been on a movie set? Anybody ever been behind the scenes of a movie and how many times they shoot and how many people they have and moving parts? And it takes a lot of money to produce a good quality film because you need a lot of people. It takes a lot of people to make something really, really bomb. So when you're doing it yourself, when you're trying to work at your things yourself, don't think that it's just about to pop off. And not to discourage anybody, I just want everybody to be a little bit more realistic to the work that they have to put forward in order to get the vision, in order to get the notoriety, in order to get the money, in order to get the all the stuff that we see. Because we see Hollywood makes stuff look very nice, y'all. Hollywood and the entertainment industry and even YouTubers. You know, they know how to polish up some stuff and make stuff look really, really flawless, good, easy. And that's what it's supposed to look like. When people get out there, when Janet Jackson or your favorite artist gets out there and hits those moves, Chris Brown, whoever you like, drop whoever you like in the comments because I would love to know. Because I bet you love some really good performers. When we go to these concerts and we see our favorite performer really hitting it, y'all, that was hours and hours and days of Beyonce. Let's just get Beyonce. Let's just Beyonce, right? When she dropped that that Netflix special Homecoming, she took, 7 months to put a 2-hour show together for Coachella? 7 months and all those moving parts. But when she got on that stage and she hit and everybody was in sync and everybody, it looked flawless. Nobody missed a beat. Nobody missed a transition. Nobody missed a step. Nobody missed the forklift was waiting to get Beyonce up on the thing and the instruments was on point and the out costumes was on point. Everything was like, and we're like, oh my gosh, this is great. Her work, thank you, Angel. Beyonce's work ethic is crazy. People aren't great for no reason, y'all. That's a lot of work. And I'm happy she did the documentary because it showed people behind the scenes that you might see a flawless show. You might see something that's amazing, but it took months, even herself from losing weight, she just had twins, getting herself back into a certain size to be performance ready, which we would have loved Beyonce at a, you know, thicker size. We didn't care, but she knew in order for me to put on the show that I want to put on, this is my goal. This, and she was super disciplined, super everything. And even not to even put me, because I don't feel like I deserve my flowers yet. But y'all know how hard it is to get up every single weekday for the most part and do a live show. It's a lot of energy. It's a lot of discipline. And I'm not comparing myself to Beyonce by any stretch. No chap. Her discipline is crazy. Her work ethic is crazy. But even this takes a lot of effort and energy. You know what I mean? So, and I'm not saying that I'm, no, we're in the same boat. We tread in the same waters trying to get to different goals. You feel me? So I need you guys to channel and change your mindset to, instead of having a destination, I'm on a journey. I'm on a journey and I see the vision. God placed it in me. I know it's there, but he's waiting on me to make the moves. Because he'd be like, man, I gave you talent. I gave you YouTube to help you. I gave you people to reach out to that you know that are doing it. I gave you books. I gave you the internet. I gave you resources. You got way more than what your great-great-grandmother had. I gave you all these tools. What you want me to do? I can't build it for you. I gave you free will. Okay, there's another day of you not, you know, working the plan. Well, let's just move the pole back because, you know, it's going to just take you even longer now to get there. And is everything going to be perfect? No, y'all. Good morning. Is everything going to work out according to plan? No. Is everything going to be easy peasy lemon squeezy? No. But it will be worth it because there's nothing better. There's not no great. Let me tell y'all this. Let me just show y'all this. Have you ever gotten an award for something you didn't earn, really? Or something you felt like, I got an award. I got it. Cool. But I ain't really earned that. Or have you seen somebody get an award that they did not earn and you should have? There's nothing more infuriating. And the only difference between the feelings is the work you put in. You know why people really tear up and have all these emotions when they get these awards on these award shows? It's because of all of the hours and years that they put towards their craft in order to make it the best they can. And they finally feel like, whoo, after all these years, I've been rewarded. Halle Berry wasn't crying when she got her Oscar because of Monsters Ball. Everybody knows that that was not her best role. She was crying, possibly, I don't know, I'm not Halle Berry, for all of the other roles that she put in blood, sweat, and tears into. You know, from losing Isaiah to BAPS to all of these roles and all of this and all of the stuff that she probably went through behind the scenes in order to be successful in Hollywood back in the 90s as a Black woman. And for all of the women who were overlooked. You know, when people go up there and they win those awards, it's not because of that one movie. You know, they got it for that one movie, but all of the work and all of the effort and all of the campaigning that they had to do to get the award is what they're most astonished with. You know, so when you see the Steph Currys, you know, get the awards for winning the championship, it's because of all of the hard work and dedication they took to get the team together, all the practices, all the shooting, all of the work. So we got to stop wanting trophies and awards for things we haven't put the time and the energy into for real, for real. Now, I know some of y'all like, well, Brittany, I've been putting in the work. I've been doing this and it ain't happened yet. Keep working. That's it. That's it. That's all I got for you. It ain't your time yet. And it's unfortunate. It sucks. I know. But we're not supposed to even be doing it for awards. If we want to keep it a buck, we're supposed to be doing it because we love it. We're supposed to be doing it because it's our purpose. The awards are just supposed to be the icing on top of the cake. Is that fair? Not all the time, but who said life was supposed to be fair? Who said life was supposed to be fair? Edwan said, I was on set at the Fast and Furious 8 faint of the Furious, and the scene that was shooting in New York was not New York. It was actually Cleveland, Ohio when I was there, and I felt like I was in New York, although I've never been to New York. That takes a lot of set design. I've worked on a couple sets in New York, actually, which is funny. It's a lot of set design, man. It's costume. It's hair and makeup. It's crafty. I was a PA at the time, which is a producer's assistant. takes a lot of producer's assistance. It takes a lot of writers and script. Man, creating a movie, a film, a show, especially if it's based in a different time, era, whatever, it's a lot of work, a lot of moving pieces, a lot of work, just period. A lot of money and a lot of discipline, because they have to stay on time. Because if you don't stay on time, then you have to pay your workers overtime if you go over 12 hours. That's where I think in Hollywood is where the phrase time is money came from, because the more time you spent on set and not getting the shot, the more money they have to shell out to all the workers working there. And they don't want to do that. But it's all about our mindsets. So instead of saying, man, I got to do this and this and this, hey, you know what? I get to do this. I get to come out and be the teacher. I get to do, because nobody's making us do anything. Let's just keep it a buck. Except for the parents out there. Nobody's making you stay at that job. Nobody's making you continue. You can give up. But why? There's no good feelings over there. So I'm not even going to spend some time entertaining that. We get to do everything that we want to do right now. Even if life ain't fair on the outside, I get politics and reset. I get all of that, right? Out of our control. So we're not going to spend too much time basking in that. All we can do is focus on what we can control, what we can do, the momentum we're trying to make, the strides that we're trying to have. You know, because life is going to continue. One day we'll be out of a recession. One day there'll be another political uproar, something or another. One day there'll be another war. One day there's always going to be something. There's always going to be a whole bunch of stuff to distract us, to get us off our course for what God has called us to do. So you have a choice, but what are you going to do? And the only option is to continue. The only option is to keep going. The only option is to make your move. The only option is to move. Because if you do not, you're not going to get the prize. You're not going to get the award. You're going to continue. I mean, your work is just going to stay mixtape level. No, you got to, from mixtapes, you got to graduate to albums, graduate to being featured in a film. Then it just goes up and up and up. But there's no clear path. It's just to continue to move forward. And all God wants us to do is put one foot in front of the other, giving us one little seed at a time. You know, we talked about this before. Sometimes he don't give you all the steps. He just gives you one at a time. So we just have to continue that. We got to change our mindset and, man, discipline to stick with your goals. And I said, we talked about this a little earlier, a second ago, but discipline is key. Discipline is going to get you up when motivation ain't there. Discipline is going to get you up when you're tired. Discipline is going to keep you going when the kids are getting on your nerves, when your spouse is getting on your nerves, when your job is getting on your nerves, when you don't have any energy, when you're tired, when you want to give up. It's going to be the discipline. But you're going to have to shift into maybe another person. You're going to have to continue to evolve. You're going to have to shed the old you in order to get to the new you, in order to get to the you that's going to keep striving, in order to get to the you that's going to keep going. And it's okay to change yourself. It's okay to have an alter ego. Sometimes we can't be us. Sometimes maybe you are too lazy, so you need to create somebody else. Sasha Fierce did it. I mean, Beyonce did it, creating Sasha Fierce. You know, you hear a lot of artists that say, man, I'm super nervous, but as soon as I step on the stage, something switches. You know, I've heard Chris Brown say that. I heard J-Lo say that. I heard Usher say that. I've heard a lot of people say that, a lot of celebrities. They're like, man, I'm super nervous beforehand, but, you know, as soon as I just go into action mode, I do it on set. You know, when I'm playing a role or a character, as soon as action, I just can shut everything off and make it happen. When I turn on my camera, I can just shut off whatever is going on and make it happen and focus. I zone in. Everybody can have that zone of genius in your own sector, in your own right. It might not be entertainment. It might be when you get into your courtroom. It might be when you step into your practice. It might be when you step on an appointment to sell some homes, being a realtor. you know, and man, especially in the climate now, I know there's a lot of deals that probably haven't been going through and homes that haven't been selling. Keep going. Keep selling. The market will not always be like this. You know, the market will change. The market will evolve. When they were letting everybody go back in 08, the market shifted again. You know, if we can see and learn anything from history, is history may repeat itself, but one thing that has been constant is people are resilient. It will not be, it will be high one day, low one day. You know, high another day, low another day. So we can't get caught up in all of the outside garbage and all of the outside elements that we cannot control. All we can do is look for opportunity, continue to stay disciplined and consistent. Consistency is the key to anything that we want to do. You want to get good grades, you got to be consistent. You want to sell houses, you got to be consistent. You want to have your cooking show, you got to be consistent. You want your podcast to blow up, you got to be consistent. You want your YouTube channel, you got to be consistent. You want that raise or that promotion or whatever, got to be consistent with a little strategy in there. And then also, let's talk about that strategy. Sometimes we do the right thing with the wrong strategy. You know, so we have to make sure that we're studying. We have to make sure that we're asking the right questions. We have to make sure that we are learning from the right people. Because you can do something all you want. If you don't have the right strategy behind it, you're not going to win. And I want to say this, right? I think, did we talk about this, playing the game to win? Let me know. I think we have. But I'm going to say this for those of you who are new, who didn't hear this. Look at anything that you're trying to do like a game. I did say this last week. But look at anything that you're trying to do like a game. And if you can shift your mindset from, oh my gosh, I got to do this. Try this strategy. This may help you. Look at whatever you're trying to do, whether it being real estate, teaching, creating, being an artist, being writing books, whatever your career path is, being a physician, a nurse. Look at the entire industry that you're in as a big game of Monopoly. Like, you just sit down the board and you can see all the little boardwalks and all of, but change it in your mind. Like, what is it in your industry? You know, change up all the streets, change up all the obstacles, the little cards, everything. Now, Monopoly has different series. You can do it in your mind. And you sit down and you read the rules of your industry, read the rules of the game. You know, there's no point, you know, if you're going to be a singer, right? If you want to go on tour, but the whole concert, your back is to the audience and you're talking to the rafters, it's not going to be an effective concert. So read the rules of your industry. How do people win the game in your industry? How do they win the game? Because sometimes we have the want, the desire, the everything, but we're reading the wrong rules. If you try to play Monopoly like you play Uno, you're going to lose. It's not going to work. You have the wrong strategy. If you play spades like you play Goldfish, you're going to lose. Wrong strategy. So if you sit there at the Monopoly board of your industry, whatever industry you're trying to tackle and be the best of, or you feel God has placed you there purposefully, what are the rules to the game? Then you pick your piece. Did you got your lucky piece? Do you got the right piece? Is the piece even allowed at the game? You pick your piece and you move accordingly. You roll the dice, meaning you take chances. You take chances because you got to play the game. If you're sitting on the outside of the Monopoly board and you haven't picked your piece, you haven't read the rules, and you haven't touched the dice, you're not playing. You're not in the game. So scoot up to the table with whatever you're trying to do. Read the rules of your industry. How do people, and look at how people have won in the past. What did they do? Study them. Okay, they were consistent here. They did this. Study the game. Open the instructions. Don't be like, oh, I know how to do it. No, you don't. You ain't never played before. You think you may know. Have y'all ever, you know how different people play Monopoly different. Different people play spades differently. You know, doesn't make it the way the actual rules are. And a lot of us be out here trying to win the game doing what, just doing it the way we want to do it. It don't work like that. Stop trying to do everything your own way, trying to reinvent the wheel. Open that manual and read the rules. How do people win this game? What has been the most success? Right now, we have so much information, y'all. There's so much information out there. You can find someone online who has played the game to win, and you can read the instructions and learn how to win the game. But you read the instructions. All right, so when I do this, I'm supposed to do this. All right, this is what they've done in the past. So I go, okay, I do. Read the instructions. Then scoot up to the table, grab the dice, and start playing. You have to play to win. But if you're going off and you're, like I keep saying, trying to do it your own way, trying to reinvent the wheel, trying to, you playing Monopoly, you going backwards. You ain't never going to pass go and collect your $200. It doesn't work like that, ladies and gentlemen. You have to play the game the way it's meant to be played. If your strategy is wrong, you're not going to win. And it's okay to be like, dang, you know, I've been playing with the wrong strategy all these years. All right, cool. I'm ready to read the instructions now. I'm ready to play the game to win. I'm ready to play. And I feel like this analogy has helped me so much because a lot of us are trying to play all of these games and we just trying to figure it out. No, read the instructions. Just read the instructions. And play, you know, but you got to take chances. You got to roll the dice. If you're just sitting there and you keep letting them pass you up, you're never going to move past go. You're not going to collect your $200. You're not going to be able to buy up your property and get your hotels and all of that stuff because you on the sidelines. You got your money right here. You got your piece, but you just, I'm going to wait. Have y'all ever seen that in Monopoly? No. When nobody passes up their turn. Quit passing up your turn. You're passing up your turn by not playing properly. Play the game to win. Stop trying to take your emotions out of it. Ain't no emotions in Monopoly. Well, some people actually. Some people like, girl, Monopoly get real. Am I? But I feel like we have to separate it. I feel like sometimes we're too... our emotions are too mixed into what we're trying to do. We take it too personal. We take it too personal. You know those spade players that get up in the middle of spades and they flip the table and they get mad and their emotions be too in it, in my personal opinion. Some of y'all, it's probably some of y'all listening right now. Take your emotions out of it and play the game. Play to win. Go get as many houses and in hotels as you can. Stack as much money as you can. Bankrupt the other players as much as you can. Well, not really, but you know what I mean. Like, play the game to win. And it's a long game. If you're playing Monopoly, it's a long game. Sometimes those games will never end. That's kind of like whatever you're trying to do. It's a long game. But if you never take a chance, you keep skipping your turn. You don't pass go. You don't collect your $200. You don't put your hotel, your houses down to then get hotels. How are you supposed to win? In whatever game of choice, you don't have to use Monopoly. I just like Monopoly. It's one of my favorites. And then have the discipline to stick in the game even when you lose, even when you go bankrupt. Everybody done lost in Monopoly. At least I have. I can't speak for y'all, but I have bad. By not knowing the rules, by giving away too much of my money, by us trying to make our own stuff work and jive and stuff like that. Don't work like that. Make sure you are reading the instructions to your industry. How are people winning out here? How are people leveling up? How are people winning this game? And when you see the people winning, how can I do what they did to win? And a lot of times, their discipline, consistency, and just sheer all, I'm not going to quit. A lot of just people just did not quit. People were like, all right, I see what I got to do. Let's make it happen. The only person I can really think of, like Drake. Drake didn't come in with the best piece, meaning him. He was not a sellable artist when he first started. When he first started, Lil Wayne took a chance on him. He was good. He was talented, but he did not have the it factor. He did not have everything that you would think that an artist would need. I remember coming, I'm like, who was this kid? Nobody cares. Nobody cares. Go back to Degrassi. Go sit down. Everybody was giving him that energy, but he read the book and he played to win. And I'm sorry that I keep using celebrities as the only people that I kind of can correlate that everybody would probably know. You know, if you look at Aretha Franklin and her journey and just all of these artists over the years and all of these superstars, J-Lo, whoever your artist of choice is, you know, they all open the rule book and they played to win, but they played the long game. You know, there's a lot of one-hit wonders out there. You don't want to be a one-hit wonder. You don't want to be the one time, you know, May the Realtor sold a house. She only sold one. You know, Cooking with Raw only made one cooking video. You know, we don't want that. We want the long game. We want to be like, man, I remember when you started dot, dot, dot. I remember when you first did this and dot, dot, dot. You know, you want to be there standing. I've been doing this 15 years. I've been doing this 20 years. And you have all the knowledge and the expertise and the know-how to give back to another generation. That's what you want. You want just the sheer for all discipline and mentality so that you then, once you win the game, you can pass down the instructions, the knowledge, the know-how to the younger generation or to another generation and say, hey, this is how you win this game. But until you play, you won't know. Ashley says, I had to realize just a few days ago that my way is not always the best way. And just Lord help me. Yeah, because sometimes we have the right strategy. We have the wrong strategy. It's okay. But the good thing is, Ashley, that you tried, though. You tried. Being a whole sore loser and not even playing right. That's what I'm saying. We got to read the instructions. We can't think that we're going to get what we want always just doing it our way. It don't work like that. Read the instructions to play the game properly. If we out here trying to play Monopoly, but you playing Connect Four, everybody at the table going to be like, I don't know what game they playing, but they ain't playing it. We want the long game, of course. Like, everybody wants stuff so quick. Like, why does everybody want to be a one-hit wonder so bad? Why everybody want one hit? Like, people that go up that one time, that's amazing. It's great. But guess what? Everybody is waiting for the sophomore album flop. There's a reason why there's a sophomore album flop, because everybody knows the first time maybe beginner's luck. The first time you are so passionate, you're so into it that you go all in. You go all in, you give it your all, you get all the praise, you may even get some awards. But the second time you rest on your laurels, you be like, you know what, I already did this, boop, eh. And then you flop. We don't want to be sophomore album floppers. We don't want to look around in one hit. No, because nobody cares about your old hits. You know, unless they're classics, nobody cares. I know for some of y'all, especially the realtors out there, that check from that one house only lasts but for so long. You know, if you're out there trying to be in the medical field, that one patient, that's great. You got to keep saving more patients. You know, that one podcast is cool. Got to keep going. Everybody, they already listened to that one. You got to make another one. You know, that one video was cool. You got to make another one. You know, the one relationship was cool. It didn't work out. You got to go again. But you going to stop? You going to quit? You going to be alone forever? Because that one didn't work out? We're going to give up because that one thing didn't take off the way we thought it was going to take off? We're going to give up because that one business didn't work out the way you thought it was. Okay, so what? You put all your money into it. So what? You're broke. Go make some more money. Is it that easy? No. But what else, what other option do you have? Okay, you had to file bankruptcy before. So what? People do it all the time. Keep going. Okay, the one pregnancy didn't work out. I know it's heartbreaking. Try again. And keep trying until you get what you want. And I know that that can be sensitive, so I don't want to go there. But whatever it is, you didn't pass the exam that one time? Okay, try again. You didn't get into that school? Okay, try again. But the thing is, we stop. And if we stop playing the game, we will never win. All right, so I'm going to read a couple comments. And we're going to get on out of here today. I hope you guys are having a beautiful and blessed Monday. May said, when we don't get the results we expect, we go back to the drawing board. Yeah, what am I doing that's not working? What am I doing that I can get better? And sometimes it's not that it's not working. Sometimes we just need more time. Sometimes we need more consistency. Sometimes we need, there's a lot of things that we could need. I had to put together a barbecue grill for my sister and I didn't even read the instructions and I put it together and it works. That's that you got lucky. And there is luck in the world. So don't ever think that you can't be lucky. But when you're playing the game of life, it's really different than a barbecue pit. But some people are blessed not to have to read the instructions. Some people just got it. And that's a blessing, but everybody ain't like that. Everybody don't get it. Authenticating Beauty said, I used to be obsessed with hitting these milestones ahead of the crowd, but I'm realizing that it's time to realizing the time isn't slowing down. It's maturing me for it. Interesting. I love that. Thank you. I appreciate it. But I hope you guys have a beautiful and blessed Monday. I hope you got something out of it. I'm going to go ahead as nothing happens unless you take action. Sometimes the inspiration is all you need and God is waiting on you to make a move. Stop wanting rewards you haven't earned. Change your mindset. Have the discipline to stick to your goals. And oh, I forgot to say this. You are who you hang around. Birds of a feather flock together. So if the people you ain't around aren't positive, you aren't going to be either. And you have to become a new you to experience a new person. Love y'all so much. I hope you guys have a beautiful and blessed day. And I'll catch y'all tomorrow. Bye, you all. Have a great day.